This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken urged Central American governments to do more to help contain illegal immigration in a visit to the region on Tuesday. He also voiced concerns about the health of local democracy and human rights. Speaking at a joint news conference with Costa Rican President Carlos Alvarado, Blinken said the United States wanted to hear from its partners in the region about their shared commitment to managing migratory pressures. He said good governance is crucial for confronting the challenges and seizing the opportunities of this moment, and yet we meet at a moment when democracy and human rights are being undermined in many parts of the region. Blinken cited erosion of judicial independence, crackdowns on independent media, and the suppression of anti-corruption efforts to illustrate his point. He also noted that the United States had suffered its own setbacks. Many immigrants stopped at the U.S. border are from three Central American countries, Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador. Washington has pledged to send aid in return for commitments to improve local governance. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau on Tuesday laid flowers at a makeshift memorial in front of the Canadian Parliament building for 215 Indigenous students whose remains were discovered last week at the site of a former boarding school. The grim find at the site of a Kamloops Indian residential school was announced last week. Until 1969, the school was part of a network of boarding schools set up in the late 19th century to forcibly assimilate the country's Indigenous children. Trudeau observed several minutes of silence and knelt before the heaps of children's shoes and toys making up the memorial. He later tweeted, "This is a painful reminder of what took place at residential schools. We have to own up to it." This is NPR. This is VOA News. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro said on Tuesday his government is on board with hosting the Copa America soccer tournament later this month in a last-minute switch after planned host Argentina pulled out due to the coronavirus. European Union government and parliament negotiators reached a deal Tuesday on rules that will force large multinational companies to disclose how much revenue and tax they pay in the EU and how much they pay in countries that the EU considers tax havens. The new law proposed by the European Commission in 2016 is part of the EU's efforts to fight tax avoidance by large international companies at a time when the EU badly needs cash to finance an economic recovery after the COVID-19 pandemic. European Union leaders are scheduled in the next few weeks to discuss once again advancing the long-stalled applications from Balkan states to join the bloc. But recent studies exploring the scale of money laundering in the region are unlikely to assuage France and the Netherlands, which, among other member states, want to delay EU enlargement, according to officials. Albania, Serbia, North Macedonia, and Montenegro are all EU candidates and have expressed frustration with their stalled applications. But opponents to EU enlargement are already seizing on a study suggesting that the real estate market in the Western Balkans is being used to launder proceeds from drug trafficking and migrant smuggling, prompting soaring property prices in the region. Workers in Memphis, Tennessee, began digging up the remains of Confederate General Nathan Bedford Forrest and moving the remains of the former Ku Klux Klan leader to a museum of the U.S. Confederacy hundreds of miles away. A judge approved the move late last year after a long legal battle. The park where the remains currently lie was once named for Forrest, but the name has already been changed, and a statue that once adorned the burial site has been removed. The Forrest remains are the latest example of how cities and activists have managed to change the way U.S. history is taught by taking away monuments that glorify the Confederacy, which tolerated and protected the slavery system of the American South. Vietnam will resume incoming international flights to its capital, Hanoi, and business hub, Ho Chi Minh City, effective immediately after a few days of suspension due to COVID-19. This announcement came from its aviation authority early on Wednesday. The country had initially banned incoming international flights to Hanoi's airport for a week starting Monday and to Ho Chi Minh City's airport until June 14th. The aviation authority did not say why it was resuming flights earlier than planned. Most of the COVID-19 cases have not been caused by international passengers, but are instead locally transmitted. Marissa Melton, VOA News.